Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Real spoilers powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent Breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers 271, Ghost in the Shell.
All right. Man, you ain't kidding, brother.
What a snooze fest. Oof.
It's interesting that you guys thought that because my fiance said the exact same thing about the movie.
Oh.
I just want to preface that. Let's keep it tight here.
Yeah.
I think
it's not going to let you.
Your ghost in her shell.
Shouldn't be a problem with you.
You'll start
buddy.
Bringing the heat.
During the movie, she's like, this is so boring.
Yep.
And at this point, that was
she's not wrong.
And that was about halfway through, and my eyes were glued to the screen. I'm like, this is fascinating.
Oh, God.
And so but you're not.
What
you
movie
guys,
did you watch?
Well, yeah. I went with my friend Justin, who I think has been on the podcast once before. And so we both loved it. We also both have seen the anime, which I don't know if
you guys have. Yeah,
okay. You were either bored to death, or if you're into the story, you were enamored by the visuals and the story. So,
with a side of ugh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess real quick, we'll go around the table. Everybody can introduce themselves. What was that? Did you just burp?
I did. It came out of nowhere.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom, who's not burping.
I'm also not burping.
Well, you had your chance to proclaim your non-burpitude, but you missed it.
Why? I mean,
we're not circling back.
Okay.
60 minutes
will
suck.
People will now wonder if you burped.
Yeah.
People will forever wonder if Kevin burped on the Ghost in the Shell episode. That's how that
it's
will.
It's better to leave it to people's, you know, they can just guess.
Well,
it's
it'll be like a nice controversy. If
that's
people
right.
Can
yeah.
Discuss,
did
debate.
It, it's like
burped,
the
burp.
Top in Inception. Like,
right.
Did it tilt?
This,
did it not tilt?
This is just like the top in Inception. It will be talked about just as much.
Yes. It's like Inception 2.
It's, yeah.
Conception.
Right. Conception.
Yeah.
Yes. Contraception.
Well.
I guess it didn't get greenlit.
It didn't get greenlit, no.
Yeah. So anyway, Ghost in the Shell, 1, 2, 3, go.
So this is an American version of a very, very, very popular Japanese anime and comic book. It was both. And it's like it's one of those.
Do we need a fifth movie where she does this?
I don't know. Like, I just give her Black Widow. I don't know why we're doing this again.
Ugh.
Like, there was. Did you ever see Aeon Flux?
Yeah.
That's all I could think about this entire movie. And I was like, and that was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, that was just as bad as this. But, like, it is insane to me that they have had Scarlett Johansson since Iron Man 2, and they've yet to, and they're already given, they've greenlit a Captain Marvel movie.
Yeah.
They've got Elektra on
and
Daredevil.
And they keep making movies that could, that aren't a far cry from
Black Widow.
Black Widow movies.
Yeah.
And at least Black Widow, like, doesn't whisper in a monotone
right.
for 90 minutes.
Yep. I agree completely.
Like, I mean, and she's made this movie.
Lucy,
Morgan, Under the Skin.
Well, she wasn't in Morgan.
Wasn't she in Morgan? Oh, that's right.
That was Kate Mara.
Okay, but Lucy, Under the Skin.
What was Under the Skin?
That was the
art house.
It's the art house
Ghost in the Shell. Okay.
Where she's like an alien and she's naked a lot, so it's already better than this.
I'm in.
Yeah. and she like basically uses her hotness to lure and guys
okay.
and kill them and turn them into alien
goo. I was like,
that's
called species.
Yeah.
It's called relationships.
But I thought she was in another one, too, that was... that.
There was nothing coming to mind.
Well, let's talk about this one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this one, we are set in the future, and there are replicants, and there are non-replicants, and we're not really sure. Oh, no, wait. That's the movie this wanted to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that's fair. So, let's before we get into the movie, so this is based on a manga, which was turned into a very famous anime. Yeah.
I would say it's probably
80s?
One of...
89, yeah, I think, is
okay.
When it came out.
So, I mean,
I would say it's probably one of the most...
This and Akira are the two.
Well, I would say as far as, like, anime is tough because, like, it doesn't... Not many of them will cross that line.
Yeah.
This and Akira...
Those are the two.
They make that
mainstream.
They're like the Godfather and Catcher in the Rye of anime. That's pretty much what they are.
And so that movie is almost 30 years old. It's a beloved film, but it's also a very slow burn. I was trying to explain this to Tom before the show that, you know, when he's talking about it's boring, and Katie said the same thing. But here's the thing. When you have a beloved property like Ghost in the Shell, you can't change too much or you're going to completely alienate the fans and they're already going to be mad anyway.
Then you don't do it.
Well, but
you can't change too much. I mean, pretty much just the race and gender of the title character.
But, exactly.
But you're not, because so. But that's the thing. So if you knew the anime, the robot, the shell in the anime is raceless. So you would know that if you knew the anime. There is no race. She's put into like a nondescript. Sure, an American actor's playing her, but in the anime, she looks white too. She doesn't look Asian.
It's an Asian-inspired story.
But you also have to sell tickets, so you got to get a star.
You don't have, but
this is Scarlett Johansson is that she crosses the international.
I don't disagree with that, but if I'll,
so, I'm just saying it's not an issue like people.
You don't need somebody to cross to be an international star when you're doing a movie that is going to be an international box office smash.
Right, but people in America, they want them to see it too.
But
they're not going to see it. They're not going to see an anime to live action.
For 1 second, Hollywood execs give a fuck. What American audience want to see, we're in the wrong market, because they don't care about the American audience. They care about that foreign box office. That's all they give a shit about, and that's the problem.
Well, here's what I don't understand from a foreign box office standpoint. I get that they care about the foreign box office, but it makes me ask the question, why aren't they developing Asian American stars
that can
exist in both worlds?
Yeah.
To me, that seems like the logical direction. Go and find Asian act. I mean, Asian actors should be able to write their own check.
Yep.
Especially if they want to headline an action movie. Can you imagine if Hollywood could find a breakout Asian star in the same way that works for American audiences, in the same way that, like, Will Smith was kind of the first black actor that could headline $100 million movies and box offices back when that was a big deal and hard to achieve. You know, it's like, and now you could, and then you could take that actor or actress to the Asian market and say, we didn't have to whitewash your properties.
Like, I completely agree.
I don't understand why they're not out trying to find this character, this person.
You could probably name
it's not a mythical creature.
You could name on one hand how many A-list Asian actors there are in Hollywood who people you can bank on. You know,
that's a whole different issue for another day. But the point is that, again, they have to stay close to the property. If they change it too much, you're going to make the fans super mad. They're going to be mad already because you change one thing, they're mad. But you got to keep it close. And the original movie was a slow burn. So you can't just, if you went in there and transformed it up and just had like explosion after, it wouldn't be the movie. It would be.
Well, that's not what I'm asking it to do. I'm asking for its slow burn to be interesting.
Yeah.
A movie can be a slow burn and still be interesting.
It'd be fun to watch. But
the original was even slower and people found it interesting. So they didn't really change anything. So
I guess I don't know.
Yeah. Having seen the original, I can't say.
I don't,
but
like...
I can't imagine it's this beloved and this bad.
Yeah, the slow burn in that one is interesting. Not interesting. Like,
I got none. Like, I get that...
It's so devoid of any heart or fun.
Like,
I
get that the premise of this movie is that... We should start there. Is that they're taking people...
People are now
Being basically, they're inserting their consciousness into,
or they're taking parts of their body and they're making them mechanical.
Well, right. The premise of this project that they're doing is that she's been told that she was in a horrific terrorist accident or attack, and she was going to die, but they were able to save her brain and put it into a robot, basically.
Right.
So the ghost in the shell, her ghost is her brain and her consciousness, but her whole body is that, robot.
Yeah, it would be a ghost if it wasn't for this robot, because she'd be dead.
So that's what they're doing, and that's the premise of this movie. So she turns into a super soldier that works for, it's called Section 9.
Yeah.
And so it's all about her.
Couldn't call it District 9 because they get sued.
Well, they predate it.
Yeah. So the Neil Blomkamp was like, oh, we'll just call this Section 9, mate, or whatever.
That's an awful Australian accent.
Boy, South African.
Well, that is South African. That's true, yes.
But, it was an awful accent either way.
So the premise is that she is this ultimate weapon. So, of course, in any movies like this, someone's developing technology like that. They're not using it to make hospital robots. They're using it to make attack robots.
Well, yeah, sure.
And so they're weaponizing this, and she works for Section 9, which is a part of the government. So it's this, like, top notch. Think of it as like, I would think like SEAL Team 6. You know, they're this super elite squad of soldiers. So you have, they're pretty much, it's pretty true to the original anime. You have the same kind of group of guys. Joe, do you have their names up? I don't remember all the character names.
But I mean, you've got a guy who's not Michael Shannon.
It's not, I was going to, I'm glad you said that and we didn't talk about this before the show. I was going to literally call him not Michael Shannon. How is that not Michael Shannon?
It sounds just like him.
It looks like him. I'm like, how did they, like, clearly they went after Michael Shannon, right? He said no, and they had to get not Michael
Shannon.
Can
we get a guy that looks like you?
Thought he was good though.
Juliette Binoche and Michael Pitt, who was in Boardwalk Empire. He played,
now is that different than Brad Pitt's brother?
Yes, okay, probably. He played Mason Verger in the Hannibal TV show.
Okay.
You've got, I'm gonna butcher this name, Takeshi Kitano, who was like the head of Section 9. He's like, that dude is like, he was in a movie called Outrage, I think, or Outage, and he was in he's a big Asian actor, but he's like, I'm trying to think of an old aging action star that can still go the distance.
Jackie Chan,
American version.
Stallone.
I guess he just walked away from Expendables 4.
What? Like, isn't that his movie?
Yes, he said, I'm not doing it.
Okay.
That could have been April Fool's joke, but I think it was same time as the but yeah.
He was awesome.
He does like so Outrage, and then there's Beyond Outrage, and they're these awesome little dirty foreign like action. Not like
is that
super
like the
action.
Asian Mad Max series?
No,
there's Outrage and then Beyond Outrage.
No. But yeah, he's a pretty. I recognized him and I realized it was from that movie. And they're all. Other than that, there's nobody in the movie that matters. Like the guy that plays the doctor that is in charge of making the robots.
Juliette Binoche,
but she's not like she's. Not that important.
So basically she's a good guy. Like she is more of a friend than like, so sure, she's doing this research project. She's the one that implanted the brain and designs the bodies and gets it all to work, but she treats Scarlett Johansson's character like a friend. She's they call
like
her Major.
Daughter.
Yeah, she's very loving to her. She's obviously has her best interest at heart. There's no ulterior motive. Yet Mr. Cutter, who is the owner of the what's the robot company name?
Haka? I think so.
Okay. So we probably butchered that too. But so so Cutter is the head of that. And obviously.
He's a business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, we need more time. Like, she's like, yay, the experiment worked. Finally, we got a human brain to work in a robot. And he's like, weaponize it.
Yeah.
And she's like, wait a minute. That's a human brain. She has robot parts. But like, we need to acclimate her. Like, she almost died and now she's a robot. Weaponize it. You know, so that's his motive. He wants to sell it to the government, whatever. So basically what happens right in the beginning of the movie, right after she's born.
I will say.
She's on a rooftop.
Some of these action sequences is tough because like it was just like, oh,
tell me her crashing through the window wasn't cool looking.
I've seen it though.
Like, I mean,
I saw, did you ever see the movie Wanted?
Yeah.
It's the same scene.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I've seen this so many times.
I will say, I meant to look it up. I didn't, but whoever did the cinematography, I thought this was a beautiful movie.
I will say like it looked good, but the problem is Like, I've seen Blade Runner.
Yeah.
And it looks exactly the same
but
as
maybe,
Blade Runner.
But maybe that's what drew me in, though. But you haven't seen, like, 4K, you know, digital, like...
Okay.
But the thing is,
but the movie was beautiful. So I think what
I
kept...
I thought it looked cheap.
Oh, I don't think it looked cheap.
When they did those city scans, like, of the...
Like the big 3D,
and I was just
whatever.
Like... And they had these big 3D things, and I'm like, why would those be there? They were clearly advertising, but you almost never saw a product under them.
Right.
And so it's like, what would they be advertising?
But
why are they
probably
there?
In the original anime, like they're it's trying to keep
okay
true,
well then it was fucking stupid then too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like if it's in the original anime, I mean, you can take stuff like you obviously when you're adapting a story, you can't change
the names of the characters and
the plot, things like that, but you can change the way things look.
Yeah.
Like the cityscape isn't gonna make or break.
I guess I've seen movies like the stupid what's the Wachowski
all of them
but what's the Jupiter Ascending. I've seen that, which was total crap. I've seen what are the other futuristic ones that try to get like that. Like there's movies, sci-fi movies as of late have been really lazy, I think, on
I would rather watch Jupiter Ascending than watch
no
because Jupiter Ascending was at least so ridiculous that it at least held my attention.
Interesting.
This movie was just okay.
It was to me it was so devoid of
it's interesting
heart or
there was just there was
it's like they made it to just make it like there
nothing
was going
about it
emotions.
Felt original and if the original shell is raceless, then they should have done something to make her appear raceless.
Right,
she doesn't appear
it's Scarlett
raceless.
Johansson like you can't
they did nothing to like to make her look different or robotic or somehow
she
neutral.
Did, the way she walked and the way like she turned her head or things like were like, and I don't know if that was a digital thing, like because I don't think she could physically like just you know what I mean. Like you can't turn your like as a human being, you can't turn your head a certain like a robot.
Yeah.
I guess so. Like it felt like it was a little digital manipulation.
You have never seen Breakin'.
It's true.
They do some mighty fine robots in Breakin'.
So it starts.
That's a good point.
So
yes.
I mean, it gets going. I mean, it's pretty
does
quick.
It?
Well, I mean, she's born and then she's on a rooftop jumping through a window. I mean, they don't really they don't go through training montages. They don't go through you know this is what happened.
Well, like, they say it's 1 year later. Like they do a time jump and they put her
and so she's basically there's some African dignitaries that are
and then the guy who played the bad guy in The Crow.
Oh really?
Yes, he's top dollar.
Oh,
and he's the guy that Brandon Lee fights on the rooftop.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So
I was like,
he,
oh, that guy's still alive. I had no idea.
Oh. So he is basically like one of the higher ups in this company that designed her shell, and so they're trying to convince the African dignitary to implement more of these human modifications. So basically, every single human, with the exception of a few, but
they've
most people have augmentations. So if you play the game Deus Ex, which is a great game, it has a really good story, but it's about you can augment your body. Like he is. It's probably based on Ghost in the Shell, but he's like a top agent and he has body modifications that cause him to be able to hone into things or jump really high or hit really hard, you know? And so just like that game, if you're familiar with that, in this universe, these people have sight modifications and one guy has a liver, like it's so useless.
It was kind of a funny line where he's just like, I got a mechanical liver.
You got
liver.
A mechanical liver.
He's like, you got a liver so you could just keep drinking. He was just like,
yeah.
And so people are just modding out their body.
I like that. I wish there was more of that kind of stuff because that is something people would do.
Right.
Like
it's not just your eyeballs or you know, your muscles. It's,
I
want a mechanical liver. So.
I would have a very oversized bladder.
I was just saying. I've got a 40-gallon bladder.
We know where your priorities are.
That's right.
So this company has basically...
Well, I'm already doing fine everywhere else.
I don't need anything else. I'm good to go.
No,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. So this company has basically taken over the world with these augmentations. So they're trying to reach the African market and have
Speaking of bladders.
So, I will be silent
Tom
for the
will
next
be back in 5 minutes.
2 to 4 minutes.
So they're trying to get them implemented there. So that's the purpose of this meeting. So all of a sudden, all the geisha robots...
Yeah.
So and we will say, too, besides from the augmentations, robots, like full robots, are very
it's
much
kind
ingrained
of like,
in society.
It's kind of like the surrogates.
They're not controlled by people, but there's robots walking around doing things in real life.
Right.
And it's not weird to see a robot walking across the crosswalk, as they show us. So these geisha robots have been hacked and they start killing people. There's like assassins that come in as well. And one of the geishas pulls away.
Grabs the Haka employee and starts like doing a
taps
data.
Into his matrix port in the back.
Exactly.
Of his head.
Yeah.
So he's tapping in and the geisha robot is hacking this main employee and basically getting all their secrets and
all the
information on the company.
Yeah.
And later on we find out why. So Scarlet jumps off the roof. She crashes through the window in what I thought was visually a really cool scene.
And I would agree with you. So the problem is you have other movies that have done this better, right? Like The Matrix revolutionized two and three, given what like are garbage.
Right.
But like that first one, it changed the way, people filmed action scenes. And then
it's masterful. I don't know.
I know Tom's not a big fan. I like that first one. I think that's a good flick. Then there was,
and visually was so revolutionary.
You'd never see anything like
and it changed the way everyone else looked. Like
it did.
Yeah, to your point.
So, but then there was a movie called Wanted, directed by, I wish I could, he was the guy that did Day Watch and Night Watch. I think he also did Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, but it's based off a comic
he's
book.
A foreign guy, right?
Yeah,
the name
Tamir something or other.
Sabarakov, or something. Yeah.
But there's a scene, and he is a visual dude.
That was a good looking movie.
It was a good looking
and
movie.
The comic book's great.
The comic book is amazing.
They changed a lot of things.
And the movie's faithful for about the first 35 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it goes off the rails.
The bullet bending thing wasn't in the comic.
Oh,
they invented that for the movie.
Yes. But
that was visually really cool.
So when the J.G. Jones, who was the artist of that comic, when he drew it, he drew your main character to look like Eminem.
Right,
he drew
right.
Fox to look like Halle Berry.
And this is Mark Miller, right?
Miller and J.G. Jones, yeah.
Well, this is the movie that made Kick-Ass happen, right?
Yes.
Because they saw how much they screwed up
on
Wanted, and they were like, we'd rather do it with a third the budget and do the story right. And they were right, and so now you get
Kick-Ass, Kingsman.
Yeah.
I mean, everything that he had, it was so weird. So he wrote, like, after Wanted, he did Kick-Ass, and then that got made into a movie. He did a book called Superior, which is about a kid with MS who ends up, like, a wish gets granted, and he turns into Superman. Like, they don't call it, it's Superior, they don't call him Superman,
right.
But everything he was writing was getting picked up by a movie.
When is that anti-hero one going to get picked?
I mean, it was going to, what the hell was it? Nemesis,
yeah.
And I think it was Tony Scott was attached, and then he passed away, and obviously
rest in peace, True Romance.
that's the one you go with.
I love True Romance.
It's a fantastic movie.
That is, that's probably one of my favorite love stories of all time.
Interesting.
It's so good. Like, it is such a love story,
The
whole premise is love story between these two,
it's
so twisted, and there's so much action.
Tarantino wrote that, right?
He wrote it to make Reservoir
Dogs.
That's
how he funded Reservoir Dogs. Yeah.
But yeah, I get what you're saying. So, okay, maybe other people have done it better, but visually,
I'm looking at Tony Scott movies.
Yeah.
And I'd go with True Romance.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
it's my favorite
Top Gun. I don't think I didn't care for Top Gun.
It is what it is.
Yeah, Unstoppable. That's the train one.
Ones. He did Pelham 1, 2, 3 too.
Yeah, I liked Unstoppable and taking a Pelham 1, 2, 3. But I mean, I thought they were solid, enjoyable movies.
Yeah.
You know, but
Man on Fire?
He's Man on Fire.
I like that.
That's how he started working with Denzel.
Yeah.
Did he do Domino? With Keira Knightley.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that based on the comic book character?
No.
No. Okay. I didn't think
so. But, hang on. Last Boy Scout.
That's a win, buddy.
Forgot about
Last Boy Scout. So good.
But now I think I still got to give it to True Romance.
See.
Last Boy Scout's a close second.
True Romance is a close second.
Yeah.
I'll go with Last Boy
Scout. So she crashes through the window, which Tom hates. Joe thinks they did better. I liked. Okay. So we got all that out of the way. Okay. She crashes through. She's popping the Asian half, the augmented security guards through the head, whatever.
So this is the other thing I will say.
Okay. I'm trying to get out of this first scene.
I know,
but
make it rated R.
It's not rated R?
I don't think this is rated R.
I don't think so.
We didn't see
your nipples.
Yeah, we don't see. You barely see any
skin. If this movie's rated R and we didn't see your nipples.
Or her butt.
That's some bull.
Yeah. But, like, give me some blood, you know?
Gotcha.
You know
maybe
what I mean?
It wasn't then because it wasn't very bloody.
Yeah, there was no blood whatsoever.
So
not
she's,
even black blood.
No. So she's popping all the guys in the head. She takes out the geisha bots, and then the one, which I thought was kind of cool, it started, like, manipulating his body into a spider and crawling on the wall, which was a creepy kind of a horrific, or not, more horror than sci-fi, but it was creepy. Yeah, it was creepy. And then anyway, that's the one that's plugged in. Right, it's because of the spiders. So she's plugged in, the geisha's plugged into the main guy, and so she shoots that thing up. And the main thing is they're trying to figure out why on earth did these robots get hacked and are stealing information from this company. And so they take it back to the lab, and she ends up doing a deep dive into this robot, which means she downloads her consciousness into him.
This was so, like, I was like, this is dumb. This is so dumb.
Because they were visualizing code? Like, is it,
I guess.
Is it
like
your because
it
the thing... I'm split, because if you saw just a person typing on a keyboard, it'd be super boring, right? So they try to make it
social
visually
network.
Thank you.
So they try, right?
Exactly. But I mean, like, you don't have to show it. You just you drop the body off,
yeah,
right? And then you're just like, oh, it's gonna be, and then she even says it's gonna take a while.
Yeah.
So you just leave. You go continue your story, and then you come back to that, so, or like so we come back to there anyway. Because this doctor ends up getting murdered, so like they have to come back.
Right.
So I don't need to see all this garbage.
So the whole premise of this is basically they're trying to figure out who is hacking these robots. So she does the deep dive, and she ends up seeing the guy who is a hooded character. We don't know who this is, but someone is pulling the strings, and I don't know that they name him this, but in the anime, he's called the Puppet Master because
they
he's
don't name
pulling
him
the strings. Right, he's hacking all these things and manipulating
them.
I'm
really glad they didn't call him that.
Like, yeah,
that might have felt clever in 89,
right.
But like,
not
I'm like,
in 2017.
Right. A little on the nose.
Right. So the bad guy's called the Puppet Master. And so we see him. He's hooded. He speaks in this like dark kind of weird disjointed voice.
He sounds like a computer.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. He's.
And so he says, if you align
with Haka, you will die, or something like that.
Right. So they unplug
every
her.
Time somebody says Haka, I want to go
movie. Yeah. I know. Look up the name. It's probably called like
you keep
Hakama
talking.
Or something, but I think it's something like Hakama.
I got it. Just keep talking.
So anyway, they pull her out. She's basically getting a virus from this guy planted a booby trap or whatever. And
we gotta keep those things safe.
We do. Those are national treasures.
Yes, that should be the third national treasure movie.
Don't even make me
National Treasure 3 Motorboat.
You motorboating son of a bitch.
What about when they got through the back door with their code?
That's true.
So they unplug her just in time, and basically she says, I know where he is. So she was able to locate him through the deep dive.
That was close.
They go.
Attention. Tension in that scene.
Oh, let me tell you, buddy.
I was just covered in sweat
for different reasons.
Yeah,
it was. What were you doing in the theater?
It's like a Hitchcock movie or something.
So they go to this club. So basically, there's this some kind of an underground hideout for these augmented. The black market of augmentation. And so the security guards at the door have like mechanical jaws and mechanical parts. So she ends up going in through one entrance. He ends up going in like he's the partner that's not
it's,
Michael
it's,
Shannon.
It's Hanka. H-A-N-K-A.
Hanka?
Hanka.
Is that any better?
Ooga. Now I'm gonna have a hunk of burning love.
Yeah, no, that's what, yeah, I was going to say. So anyway, not Mike Shannon goes in through a different door. And so she basically ends up getting caught by the guys. They know that she's there for snooping purposes.
Right.
And they take her captive. There's no signal that can get in and out. They've cut out the transmission. So basically, they have a way of communicating with each other wirelessly, and he can't reach her. So he's like, come in, or are you okay? You know, do you need backup? Nothing's happening. So he goes to the bar, gets a beer. Meanwhile, this guy starts creepy guy starts, you know, touching her and is like, oh, we'll take good care of you, whatever. She kicks all their asses, does some backflips, gets out of the handcuffs, you know, all that good stuff. Another action scene. The bad guys kind of corner him at the bar. He ends up taking them all out. He goes to the restroom, which I thought was a funny moment, because in this future, like, you don't know who's who and who's augmented. So this woman that looks like a woman walks up to the urinal next to him. And
takes
he's
a big old leak.
And he doesn't say anything. He's like, I guess so. Like, that's the world we live in. So they pass him like a big rifle shotgun combo thing through the window of the bathroom.
Sure.
He goes out, starts shooting them all up. They end up meeting up back
together.
That's
the last time you were in a bathroom with a window? In a public place.
Wow.
I forgot those were a thing, that they had little windows.
Oh, they absolutely were a thing. I can't think of the last time.
Only in movies when you need to escape.
I was going
to
say.
Like, I don't know that I've ever seen one in real life.
I mean, I've definitely been in some dingy bars.
Right,
but like.
Can you imagine how many people ran out on their tab when they could just crawl out through the window of the bathroom? I mean, if you had a big bar tab, even $50, whatever, and you just, I'm guessing that's what happened. People maybe, would do that.
Sure. They're just like, seal that window up.
Yeah. No windows in this establishment. So they basically track down, they end up going into the basement where is the lair that the bad guy is hiding in.
Yeah.
And
this is the bad, we will say the bad guy is played by Michael Pitt,
yeah,
who you know from Boardwalk Empire, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Turns out that he kind of says something to her. He's like, you think you're the only one? And then she's like, what are you talking about? And then he disintegrates in their little like communication weird sand thing.
Oh, right.
And then they blow it up.
Yeah. Is this when he says that to not take your medication and stuff?
No, that's
the
later.
Next. Okay, okay.
That's later.
So yeah, so he's very elusive.
He's very cryptic.
He's just, yeah, he's just like, I told you if you help or if you deal with Henka, then you're gonna die, basically.
Right? So then they've got this. It's booby trapped. It's got bombs in it, so they blow it up. She takes the brunt of the explosion,
but not Michael Shannon.
But not Michael Shannon loses his eyes.
Yeah,
and then he gets augmented to have like these weird. You'd think at this point they could just make
him look like eyes.
Well, but they don't
see Scarlett Johansson's character. This is the part that I thought was weird because he's like, oh, I guess I see just like you. Well, if she has robot eyes, why didn't he just get robot eyes? And I get that maybe his were more tactical because he says night vision, zoom, whatever.
But she has all that stuff.
But he said, I see just like you. So you didn't get the model of the human.
Why would you just take the human looking?
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's because
Sammy Davis Jr. had a glass eye that looked like a human eye. I feel like these guys could have.
It's because this is a cyberpunk movie and it's the design from the 80s. And
they wouldn't even go far as call it, I guess.
I thought the music was great.
I thought it matched the tone.
Like
if they had gotten the guy from Drive, maybe this would have been a better movie.
Maybe.
But
the music matched the setting of the Neo-Tokyo looking, you know, all that stuff. So they end up, he gets the eyes, you're right, and then they find the gal is dead.
They're leaving and they get a call that the doctor that was doing the quote-unquote autopsy has died. So they get there and they realize.
I thought the visual effects looked good when they would take off parts of their face and it still looked like them.
I have a problem with that. Like, that was whatever.
Her eyes lifted up and she had like a robotic sensor she could plug into.
That was not the issue I took with this
movie. I just didn't
think
the physics of it made any sense. The way they would just pop it off, like
why would you pop it off then?
And why didn't it fall off like when somebody punches her in the face? Like, I didn't see him like flip a switch.
There's
a
scene where like
the
bad guy has our main character Scarlett Johansson like trapped, and he just kind of like pulls part of her face off. But it's just like the ease that he pulls it off with. It's just like, well, why doesn't that just fall off your face?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, the physics of it didn't make any sense.
Right.
To me.
Yeah. I guess I wasn't thinking that deep. I thought it all looked like the visual effects were all pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I won't say that it wasn't, you know, monster trucks bad.
Oh, definitely not.
You know, they spent a little bit of money on it.
They spent a lot of money.
They did
on
spend
monster
a lot.
Trucks.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
So they found that she's dead.
That
and
girl
then,
should play Batgirl, by the way. That's your Batgirl.
Anna Kendrick is your Batgirl.
I don't know.
Yeah. In a Josh Whedon movie?
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
With all that dialogue?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Come on.
I thought Anna Kendrick, too, but I didn't want to be
in the air.
I was going to be like, no, Anna Kendrick should totally.
Think of like Up in the Air with the Reitman dialogue.
I don't know. Yeah, that's true.
That'd be good.
That's true.
So they find out that basically they're killing all people that are part of this Henka Corporation.
There are the people who were attached to this project. So there was the guy from The Crow.
They found this part out yet.
Yeah, because she's got the... They find she's... For whatever reason, this guy is able to sneak into this hospital, this doctor's office, and do all this other crazy shit.
Because he's hearing the recap.
But he doesn't pay attention to the fact that she's got like this little disc in her hand the whole time. Like, he kills her, but never takes, like, never...
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Well, yeah, of course you're not sure, because you're trying to defend this movie. And this is the one scene you're just like, I can't, I have no idea.
No, I don't...
But, like, she, the entire time, like, he walks up behind her, and she's working on this project. He can see the project. She takes this little, like, memory stick out and holds on to it. Then he kills her, but he doesn't take the memory stick.
Maybe he didn't know she had the memory stick. I don't know.
Get out. Just admit the fact that this is a big old plot hole.
Yeah, I know. I guess I didn't notice that part.
Yeah,
so they find out that it's a file and it's everyone that worked on this nondescript Project 5.
Yeah, whatever.
Project MacGuffin.
That's exactly what it was.
Project, is that what it translates to?
I think that's what it is. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, so they realize that they've already killed Top Dollar from The Crow. They've already killed this other doctor. So the only doctor left is Juliette Binoche, who was like... Her buddy.
It's like Obamacare.
It is like Obamacare. Just kill off all the doctors.
Everybody's got one doctor.
One doctor. So you see one guy.
So you see these two guys in like a trash truck, and they're talking. One's talking about his daughter. They're eating lunch, and then all of a sudden, you see the port, like the the augmentation on their head glows and and they're being hacked by the bad guy.
Yeah, just like that's a real nice computer.
I know, that's a nice feature. So it just starts glowing when you're getting hacked. That's
oh no, no, turn it off, turn it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then they turn.
You would think the hackers would have a way to disable that if they were what's the word for it? Hackers.
Correct.
Yeah.
If the movie Hackers has taught me anything.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So hack like the planet.
So somehow they have guns and they go after Juliette Binoche and her driver.
Yeah.
And then here comes Section 9 and they take out everybody and they capture one of the trash men. And it turns out that somehow that the puppet master, I guess that's what we're going to call him, has implanted all of these memories into this guy about a daughter that doesn't exist, which I didn't understand this at all. Where it's just like, why would he do, why? If he can hack into their brain and take control, why would he give them all of these memories of a daughter and the violin lessons? And that doesn't make any sense.
Well, I guess so that he could blend in among normal people and live a life and he could turn them on and become bad guys at any moment.
But if he already has control, right? So like they say that you lived alone for the last 10 years in this one apartment. Yeah. Who gives a if he has a daughter? Why does that matter?
I think they gave him another life and another career so that he could be out operating a garbage truck that could crash into things. I think they...
I don't know. Like, I feel like he was already a garbage man, but they gave him... I don't know. Like, the whole daughter subplot doesn't make any sense.
Well, I guess they're setting up for what she's going to find out.
I guess. So... at this point, like the
basically,
guy, the
spoiler
guy, like,
alert: they're
out.
Giving people fake memories and backstories. So yeah. I wonder if that will come.
I wonder
play
if that's
later.
Gonna
yeah.
come back up later.
So they get into a big fight scene, gun scene, and then she has this.
She's been having glitches where she sees like a burning building, or she sees like this cat playing, you know, in different places. So they get, you know, he kind of. I look at the clock too.
Yeah. Well, she's chasing the bad guy. She has this cool camouflage suit, so basically she can completely...
She has a camouflage suit.
Yes. Thank
Go
you.
Go on.
That's like a cloak, like a...
The invisibility cloak from Harry Potter?
I can't think of what they call it, but it's like a
cloaking device.
Like when you make a... In a movie, when you make a plane disappear because it's... What do you call
you
that?
Just
when
called
you,
it a cloaking device.
Stealth mode.
Yeah, she has like a cloaking device. Is what you call it?
What
in sci-fi.
I said. That's what
three
he did
minutes
say.
Ago.
Right. Well, I heard invisibility cloak, and I'm like,
I said that after he said it.
Right. So she has a cloaking device.
We've got him all flustered trying to defend. Yeah.
No, I'm trying to get through this movie, and you keep making jokes about it, but we can't finish.
Yes.
If I can't.
Yes, I do. That's what
well,
we do.
I need to make jokes about the movie, or people might mistakenly think that I liked it.
So she basically goes on this chase, and he has one too. So his cloak is kind of like, because they've shot him up, his cloaking device is malfunctioning, so he's
like
flashing it out. Yeah, and so she's
another
chasing
movie him. They stole from.
She's chasing him down, and he turns it off. He thinks he's escaped, and all of a sudden, she comes up and starts wailing on him and beats his ass. And
yeah, it's again they try to. So I think it was the second Matrix. Is that the one where they do the
staircase thing? Yes, because that was the cool part
what
of that
was
movie.
The
movie.
Doesn't he fight like 900 Agent Smiths in the rain?
That was the second one. Too.
That was the second one.
That
right?
was the
that's
one that
the one
was supposed
he,
to.
That's the one where he flies.
That one was supposed to revolutionize CG because there were so many Agent Smiths and like and no looked, movie had ever made.
And then you look at it, you're like, that was terrible.
I know, right? Like even back then, nothing was
for 2001.
For back then, it wasn't
2002?
Horrible, but they talked it up like it was like real, like you were going to see real life. And when you watch it now, you're like, yeah, that's clearly CG. But anyway, I don't know what that has to do with
but
anything.
Like, but they fight in the rain, and so like I remember them talking about how hard it was. Like they wanted to get these perfect shots. So like. This is the same thing. I was like, yeah, it's water. I get it. Like, it, whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't, it, whatever.
And so that's when they capture him, they take him back, and they find out that this guy's been hacked, and she ends up talking to the guy because the
puppet master hacks this guy again while he's in custody and kind of says, I don't know, he gives super cryptic, but gives her enough information to go
hunt
wherever.
Him down.
Yeah, hunt him down.
I hate how movies do this.
When I do
like,
too.
Like, I have the information, but I can't share it with you directly because then we could resolve things in a timely fashion.
Well, I also think, like, if you're going to, like, they do that in detective movies, like, not good ones.
Right.
Where it's just like, if you were a good detective, you wouldn't need this guy.
Right.
Like, you just work the case like you should work the case, and then we'll get there on your own.
Yeah.
So this brings us, I don't know what else happens in between, but it brings us to the meeting. When she actually finally meets him.
Yeah.
And that's in like another like underground augmentation. You can tell it's very black market underground. Like the other one was a club. This is like a place where they just a dirty operating lab where they're putting augments in people.
They wanted to find a place where they could get dust in the air. oh, I know, we could just make it up and we'll just throw random things in the air.
So she breaks in here, they shoot up the place, and she ends up finding the puppet master, and he takes off the cloak, and you see that he is
Jim Henson.
It's who is the? It's Harryhausen. Is it Harryhausen?
Ray Harryhausen.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's him too.
He looks a lot like her. Like, he looks human, but he is very glitchy. He speaks in a very broken, half robot, half, you know. And we find out that he is that project that he was
the project before her,
right?
And
that everyone worked on. The reason why he's killing off all the people in this project is because he was her predecessor, and he was the closest they got before her, but still wasn't perfect. And so they tried to have him killed, and he ended up escaping, and now he's taking revenge.
Right,
is the whole premise.
And he says, "Stop taking your medicine."
Yeah, and he says,
"If you want your memories to come back, stop taking your medicine."
Yeah, and so
we should say she takes these little stupid things that she puts in the back of her matrix port. That I guess keeps her real memories at bay.
Right.
Like, she can't access
her. They tell her it's
memories.
To like keep her alive or whatever.
It's to stop her body from rejecting her brain.
Right.
Oh, right.
But really what it is it's a sedative. Wow, I can't believe you were awake for that part.
Well, it was early in the film.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, and he says, if you...
I was I need some of that to stop my body from rejecting this film.
And so, isn't this the point where he says, if you want answers, go to these apartments? He gives her...
He gives her
Or no, she does. That's the doctor later. So, she leaves out of there and...
She runs after him.
Well, he leaves because not Michael Shannon starts shooting the place up, and then she follows.
There is no, like, it's, I will say, there's no care for any sort of innocent accountability. Where they, like, anytime these guys show up, they just start shooting everything.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, oh, wait, who were the good guys? Who are the bad? I don't care. Shoot them all.
Well,
all right.
I mean, from what the movie makes it, they're all bad. Like, everyone pulls a gun on them at some point. And they're just like, goodbye. So she runs off.
I'm really glad you don't do sound effects for movies.
Did you see the Lego Batman movie?
That's different.
You're no Michael Winslow.
Pew, 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 pew.
Gotcha.
I love that. The whole movie. And it never stops. Like, during the big scenes with, like, in the Lego Batman movie with the, like, big Gatling guns or whatever, they're just pew, 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 pew. I feel like they read the script to be funny, and then they were like, don't insert sound effects.
Yeah,
just read
just,
all
we'll
these.
Just let us do it. Yeah. Yeah.
So she goes off the grid. They don't know where she is, but right now, Cutter is starting to get worried because he realizes that she did the deep dive, which she's learning answers because obviously he's shady and there's something else going on. So she did the deep dive. She's finding answers. She's finding this puppet master guy. And so he goes to the head of their Section 9, who is the guy Joe talked about. And
the only Asian guy in this movie.
And a true badass.
Yes.
He is awesome.
Asian John Larroquette.
He does have that weird hair.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
So anyway, so he goes to him.
You know, he did the voiceover for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the narrator.
Yep.
So Cutter goes to the head of Section 9 and says, you better watch out because, like...
We'll bring her in.
Yeah.
Because
well, he said, you did the deep dive. Like, if this happens again, then your ass is on the line. And he's like, all right, I understand, but be careful.
You have the opportunity to do a dive on Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, it's deep.
That I think there's another type.
There is.
That you should probably entertain.
Also true.
Before the deep dive.
Which would be?
I'm just going to let you use your imagination. I'm just saying.
I know what you're talking about.
I think this was a missed opportunity.
I think it was, too.
Yes.
I think you're right.
So he goes, yes, sir, but be careful. You threaten. I report to the prime minister, not you. So he funds all this robotic stuff and works with them, but really Section 9 is under the government control. So he's like, I don't work for you, so watch your
ass. Well, they say bring her in. And not Michael Shannon comes in. He's just like, look, I know where she is.
Yeah.
So we get this stupid scene where she's underwater.
I mean, she says it blocks out all the signals, so it's the only time where she can feel like she's not a robot.
All right, Daredevil.
He's out on his boat, and he finds her, and so she gets out of the water, and they have a little talk, and she's basically like, are you still on my side, or are you trying to, because at this point, she's like, they're going to bring me in. I did all this AWOL stuff, and so she's like, yeah, I'm still on your side. Don't even ask me that. But she gets out of the water, and they go on land.
Doesn't she have to say, I have to make myself visible? Like, I have to make myself visible
to
for
get
him.
To the puppet master.
He's like, but you'll also make yourself visible to her.
Yeah. So
she goes and talks to Juliette Binoche. Binoche kind of lays it all out yet again, where there was a whole nother
project.
Well,
this is where I was just going to say, she gets out of the water and they're waiting for her. The whole team of, like, not our Section 9 good guys, but, like, indescript soldiers are waiting for her. And they bring her into the lab.
Right. Yeah. So they kind of, like, Cutter says, kill her. we're done. Like, we're going to make a better model. And she was like, no, don't do it.
Because, again, she does care for Scarlett Johansson's character. Like, she isn't just a lab stooge. Like, she cares about her work, but she knows this is a real person. And Cutter is obviously just wants the best robots for army purposes.
Yes. So she goes, she gets put into a chair. Juliette Binoche looks like she's going to inject her with this red liquid that will kill her.
Cutter gives her the vial with the skull and crossbones.
And then all of a sudden she has like another yellow skull and crossbones. Like, oh, this is the bad one, of course.
But I mean, it was clear the way they did it when she goes to inject her.
Did it
yellow.
Have a skull and crossbones on,
on the vial?
No,
the
it
red
didn't.
One. Yes, it did. That, oh, wow. That's how you knew.
I was so glazed over at this point. You can tell because I didn't mock that.
Right.
Normally, I would have been waiting for that to occur in the conversation so I could be like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I didn't realize that was a thing.
It was a poison symbol or whatever. So she goes
was
to...
Was it Mr. Yuck? The green face with the tongue sticking out?
Yeah.
It said, if you ingest this, called poison control. So when she goes and Scarlett Johansson...
Do I call American poison control or do I call Japanese poison
control? Depends
what
country you're in.
Well, I'm just curious because I don't know which country this movie's in.
So
Neither does this movie.
So she goes and Scarlett Johansson's like, you're going to erase all my memories, right? And she's like, no. And she's not lying.
Yeah.
And then she figures out, you're just going to kill me, right? And so she ends up injecting her with the yellow vial. And
so she
injects her with the yellow, which actually is like a anti... She's sedated, so it's like an anti-sedative that kind of wakes her up. And she says, run, and she gives her
this little key
to an apartment. It says, like, something apartments or whatever.
It's got a number on it, too.
And she's like, follow this. This is your history. This is your past. And so she ends up leaving, and Cutter is like, this is why humans aren't perfect. Like, this is why we can't have humans make
decisions.
I
thought that was funny. Like, he shoots the glass. Shoot the glass. And I thought it was bulletproof, and I was like, well, you're an idiot. And then he, like, shoots through the exact same hole. Like a second time, I was like, oh, all right.
Because I noticed that because there was only one wound.
It was a metaphor for marriage.
Just one hole.
Just shooting through one hole.
Shooting through one hole
over and over again.
Constantly.
I agree. That was smart because at first I'm like, wait, what's happened here? But there was only one gunshot wound and one hole in the glass. So, so he kills her and says that's why the human heart is flawed. You know?
Right.
And so,
then he ends up blaming her murder on Scarlett Johansson.
So she's
Johansson
a fugitive now.
Right. Now she's on the run. She goes to this apartment building. This is where we see the same cat from the beginning, and we're just like, oh, well, it's her brain's house.
Right.
Like, it turns out that this is her mother, and her mother's looks like...
The backstory was that her parents were both killed by terrorists.
Right.
And that's why when they did this project and woke her up, they led her to believe that she'd be working on an anti-terrorist task force, and she would want to hunt down the bad guys, and that's why they implant fake memories.
Right.
I can't speak for the garbage man, but they were alluding to the fact that they're implanting false memories. So that gave her the motivation and drive to work for Section 9. So she meets her real mother, who doesn't know it's
her. Well, she meets her,
but,
which I always... it was this weird moment where I was just like, wait a minute. Why in the... doesn't the mother recognize the daughter that has only been gone a year?
Because she didn't realize that her brain wasn't a robot?
No, that's what I was like. I have not, you know...
Tom was sleeping and figured that out.
Well, she's talking to her, and I was just like, this doesn't make it... Oh, it's not the same body.
Did you think that Asian woman produced Scarlett Johansson?
I mean, given this movie, sure. Why not?
I can see the resemblance.
Whitewash the crap out of it. Be like, no. These two Asian people totally gave birth to this white girl.
So in other words, the white actress who we were told wasn't playing an Asian girl is playing an Asian girl.
Correct?
Well, the brain is Asian.
Okay. Right.
The robot isn't because they put a brain in a robot.
Right.
It could look like anyone. I'm just saying
that if that's not whitewashing, I don't know what is.
In a roundabout way. Oh, wow. Well, you're not wrong. So anyway, she finds out that it's her house, and she sees the cat, and she's telling her about the daughter.
Her memories are starting to click back in.
Well, and she says that my daughter ran away, and, you know, she lived
in, like, the Lawless District or something.
Yeah, it's called the Lawless District. It's a very rundown part of town.
It's where Lucy is from.
Yeah.
Lucy Lawless.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Bruce Campbell's there.
Why didn't I think about that? Yeah. Why would Bruce Campbell be there?
He's been on Xena before.
Okay.
Bruce Campbell?
No, I got it. That was a stretch there, buddy.
Well, he was on her show, so I thought...
He was also on Hercules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they existed
in the same universe.
They do, yeah.
So she ended up tracking on the Lawless District. You can see it's like this old shanty town. It's all run down. There's no robots. There's no holograms. You know, this is the totally off-the-grid part. And apparently what happened was a lot of youth who would run away from home that didn't want to be involved...
Hipsters.
They're future hipsters. Yes. They the mom says that she used to write all these papers on how technology was bad, technology is killing people, and so they all went to this town.
Did she write them on a typewriter? If not, then she can go herself.
Papyrus.
Yeah.
So
it's handwritten.
She starts getting
goat's blood.
So she starts
with
getting
a quill.
So she starts getting her memories back.
Sheepskin.
Well, sometimes it's all you can use.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But is it ribbed?
I don't. Well, for her pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a selfish lover. I wear them inside out.
Ooh, this feels nice.
Yeah.
I can't even audibly make noises. That was so funny. That was good. Don't think I wasn't laughing. And no noise came out when I tried to laugh. So she ends up going to the glitch that she keeps seeing in her memory.
It's a burned out. It's a husk of a building.
Old house, you know? And so she goes in and she starts getting memories back that this is where the kids used to live. So that with her backstory, she realizes that all the runaways lived there and they were like a family, all the kids that ran away from town. And then
this is where
Puppet Master shows up.
And he turns out they were boyfriend and girlfriend the entire time.
Yeah. So
that's a thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not like they make out and make this big love story out of it. It's just that they were close. You know, they find out that they didn't remember each other.
I don't think they were just close.
So they randomly picked two people that happened to be in a relationship?
Right.
Well, they stole them all out of the same shanty projects.
But the two people that survive are the two that just happened to be in a relationship prior.
Well, there were like five people there.
No, there wasn't. There was like 100.
Well, maybe not in that house, though. I mean, the group of friends, I think, they showed the memory. There were like five people getting pulled out of the building.
Uh-huh.
There weren't 100. They pulled like five. Remember? They do a flashback.
Oh, I remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, they were all a part of this project. They basically, instead of taking...
I thought it was really in poor taste, though, in the scene where Scarlett Johansson's character was like, I'm not really into Asian guys.
It's fine. I'm white.
She's like, I'm white now. I'm not really.
Yeah, it's not my thing. He's like, I'm white, too. It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, I can get a different shell.
Don't you worry.
So they realized this history, and instead of people that were in terrorist attacks and people that were going to be killed and using their brains because they saved their life, they kidnapped and abducted people that no one would miss, runaways, people right. that, you know, were not on the grid. So they find that out, and then...
So they abducted people that no one would miss, like a daughter with a loving mother and a boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh, that old chestnut.
Yeah, but they had run...
Just saying.
Yeah.
Go on.
They're not orphans. She had a family.
Right, but they hadn't heard from them. I mean, they were all on their own. No one knew about them. They were
You figure like they should
runaways.
Do better. But she wasn't a runaway.
But she was a runaway.
She was an adult. You're not an adult. You don't run away as an adult.
Yeah, that's just called
moving away.
That's called growing up.
So meanwhile, Cutter is...
I'm really hoping my son runs away in the next 4 to 5 years.
Which one?
The young one, right?
Either or.
Not the 17-year-old? You're giving him 5 years?
Well, hopefully if he goes to college or something.
Hopefully.
So at this point, basically, Cutter realizes that Section 9 is on to him. The head guy, the chief...
I will say this was a cool... Like, I liked this scene where the chief is like, yep, I gotcha. I'm on my way to meet the prime minister. And he switches to brain comms and says, we've been burned.
Yeah.
And I do like the scene where he kind of like...
So everybody...
he subtly takes his briefcase and like moves it to the side of the car. I was like, all right, that was kind of... I liked the idea that he's always going to be one step ahead of you no matter what you do.
And he gets
out and kills like four guys with a six shooter.
Yeah.
I was like, that's
but
all right.
It's cool. And they cut to...
It'd be cooler if he killed six guys with a four shooter.
That would be awesome.
That would be badass.
That's some Deadpool shit right there.
So they show each member of the team, and one's eating dinner, one's at his house. Like, they're all just doing their daily stuff.
Oh, did Deadpool used to be Asian, too?
Wouldn't be surprised. Actually, they don't show all the members. They show the boss. They show not Michael Shannon, and they show not the other Asian guy. They don't show the girl.
I don't know what happened to her.
They don't show the girl or the black guy.
Oh, yeah, with the liver. We never see
them
again.
Yeah, we never see either one of them again.
I think, so in the anime, they spend more attention on the team. And I think this movie, for Tom's sake, like, if they went to two more characters and...
I don't know. Maybe they would have been interesting.
That's true. We don't even know.
So
the one guy made a funny joke about a mechanical liver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like
it's
just
the only takeaway from this movie.
So they've all been burned. And yeah, so we get this great scene with the old guy that you think his days are numbered. I think it was awesome.
It was okay.
Oh, I thought it was good.
I enjoyed I wouldn't call it great.
I thought it was badass. I liked it a lot. So he's walking his car and you think he's done for, but yeah, he ends up getting the briefcase, takes the bullets, and he gets out. Boom, boom, boom. They're all dead. We realize.
Did John Peters produce this movie?
Because of the spider bot?
Giant spider in the third act. Yeah. No? Okay.
Yeah. So
you
so,
get that story, that reference, yeah. right? Okay.
So Cutter has a trace on her, and he ends up...
Did he get a writing credit on it?
Yeah. Yes, he did. He's like, hey, 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 that's mine.
That's me.
By the way, trailer was awesome.
It was.
That was very good.
Dude, in the, oh, the very beginning in the sewer,
yeah.
when they're looking down there and all of this... Oh, yeah, dude. Was,
do we know what the runtime on that movie is supposed to be?
I think it's there's it's two movies.
It, they are
from
doing
what,
two.
From what I understand, it's two movies.
Oh, they're going to...
Yeah. Because I was like, that's such a long book. Like, you can't knock that out in two or even 2.5 hours.
Do you need the second movie? Like, I feel like that first movie would be good
enough.
You
have to have them grow up and
have
the repercussions of the first movie.
I guess that's true.
Are they bouncing back and forth in time? Or do
I don't think so.
Splitting up chronologically.
It's probably just two movies.
I think if memory serves, the book bounced back and forth.
I think the old...
The movie is kids, adults.
Is that right? It doesn't bounce... Yeah, I know, but doesn't the movie bounce back and forth?
It does not. They're kids in the first movie, they're adults in the second.
I thought the book, it's been, I haven't read the book since I was probably like 19, but.
Yeah. No, that first trailer though. Yeah. Good stuff.
Scary. So they end up sending the spider bot, Cutter's shooting them all down, and then this is a scene that's very similar to the anime. One of the big scenes is she jumps up on top of the spider bot. She pulls
her own arms off.
Yeah, he's about to kill the puppet master guy. Yeah. And then, Major jumps on top of the thing and pulls.
The can of Raid.
sprays it in there. But yeah, so she pulls off like the mechanical parts of the
battery, basically.
Yeah, whatever's running the spider bot thing. And rips her arm off in the process. We're straight out of the imagery of the anime. Yeah. And the old guy tracks down Cutter, and he's basically, and I really like this showdown too. Like, isn't this where he says,
"Oh, that's the line with the guys." He's like, "Don't send."
Yeah, after the shootout with the six shooter.
Yeah, don't send. Oh man, that was a good.
It was
line.
A cool line.
I did like that line. I'm
like
not
the guy
lie.
Was badass, and he's like, "Don't send a
whatever to kill a fox."
Yeah, it was cool. And so anyway,
a rabbit. Don't send a rabbit to kill a fox.
Exactly.
To kill a fox,
So he shows down with him, and he's like, all right. I've
never seen the Holy Grail.
It's just a rabbit, he said.
So the Prime Minister sent him to take Cutter in, and Cutter's like, oh, okay, turns his back and pulls a gun out. And
I thought Cutter was in the room. That was an amazing impression that you just did, Kevin. I was like,
how did Mr. Cutter get here?
I didn't even hear Skype fire up. Like, that was amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. So the old guy says, I would, if I were you, if you know what's good for you, don't resist.
Right.
And so he pulls out a gun. The old guy shoots him. Cool, slow motion, falling into
No. He shoots him once. And then he's still alive. He comes around to the other side.
Shoots him twice. Shame on you.
That's right. Yeah. And he asks, he's like, Major, do I have your permission? Do I have your consent?
Which I thought was
and
cool.
She was
I
like,
that
yes,
was...
you have my consent. And he kills him and shoots him into the water.
Yeah. And that's it.
That's how it ends. She's there. Section 9 is back. They're doing.
Oh, gearing how up, exciting.
Gearing up for Ghost in the Shell 2.
So then it ends with basically her doing the same thing that she was doing at the beginning of the movie, which she was only doing because they implanted false memories in her and she didn't want to do anymore.
Right, but now she's still doing it because movies.
She's doing it because she wants to. She won't do it. She's not doing it because you tell her to. She's doing it because she wants to.
Yeah,
women.
I thought this entire time and I was like, I'm going to go watch Blade Runner. I'm going to go watch anything else that was referenced in this movie. I'm not going to go watch Lucy because that was... You know what? That made a bunch of money, though, didn't it?
Oh, it
that
was
stuck
a, it,
around for a long
yeah, no, that
time.
That was definitely a hit movie.
Yeah.
Which, it was bad, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't.
It was not good.
It was stupid.
I don't know how it made...
Yeah.
I don't know what it did, but
I liked it. I mean, just to give my quick little bullet points, I thought visually it was really good. I thought the cinematography was great. So not the Neo Tokyo stuff, not the big CGI stuff, all that. But I mean, just from perspective of like when they would go into like the den, like where they're doing the augments, like just the dark scenery when they would even show like a wall and go in and out of focus. I thought the cinematography, the photography was beautiful in the film. And then I thought the action was fun, but this movie isn't about action. It's about the story. And it's about the intrigue of this person's that was ripped from their life and trying to find out their past. So I was into it and I liked it. I can see that I'm outnumbered.
Devoid of any emotion whatsoever. It was so
news
boring.
Fest. I didn't care about anything that happened.
Neither did
and
I
thought the action scenes were just a jumbled mess of quick jump cuts.
I thought that they were
maybe
just,
if you had seen Iron Fist before this. I mean, seriously, because I was watching this going, God, why didn't they get the person that did the choreography for this for Iron Fist? Like, I'm just thinking, like, this is how action should be done, you know, fighting scenes.
I don't agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how action should be done. Like, and I don't, like, don't get me wrong. I like the gun kata or whatever you want to call it. Like, that's, I think when done correctly.
Yeah, when done right, it can be fun.
Yeah. John Wick is a prime example
of
when it's done right. And this was not done right. I
saw video recovery equilibrium. Because that's sci-fi.
Yeah,
but
I could do that. That's a good one. Like, Equilibrium's a good little movie. It gets what got Christian Bale Batman. Yeah,
Equilibrium's
like,
great.
It's a cool...
Taye Diggs and Christian Bale.
I think it's Ty.
Have you seen that? Oh, Ty. I think that's Taye Diggs.
Diggs?
No, it's Taye Diggs.
All right. Equilibrium's a good little...
I know, because of Rent.
Yeah, that's true. All right, fair enough. Yeah, I would give you...
Have you seen it,
Tom? I have not. It's Ghost in the Shell, the anime. Like, if you haven't...
I'm telling you
right
now. I have
to believe that anybody who hasn't seen... Who saw this... hasn't seen that. I find that hard to believe.
I'm telling you right now, this movie is more action oriented than the anime. The anime is a slow burn.
Yeah,
movie.
My complaint isn't the action,
right?
Or lack thereof. But my complaint is that this story just wasn't interesting to me.
Like, I know you don't want to, but I really wish you would, because it's such a famous, it's the most famous anime of all time. I would love you to watch it.
Akira is the most famous of all time.
They're number one and two. What I'm saying,
but
is
it's
that,
up there. Yeah,
but I would love for you to just take the time to watch it. At least you can say you've seen one of the best of all time, and just tell us if you think it's better or if you get like, wow, I get what they're doing, because it's a adaptation, you know. Be interesting if you get a chance.
Yeah,
no,
if I have time, I would like to see the original.
Yeah, because it's so revered. Yeah. I mean, it's not like this crappy movie I don't want to watch.
No, and that's the thing is, I know the source material is very well loved. And it was a big deal. I remember because that was right. It came out like I started
like heavy
comic
metal
books like 88, and so this came out like 89 or 90.
Right.
It was a big deal. Like
So the movie was 95, and the manga was 89.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's goes to the show.
So okay, well, thanks. I
Look
guess
at that. 60 minutes of suck.
60 minutes of suck.
And we can't count the intros.
Yeah,
so
that's
60 minutes right of fun.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, sometimes sucking is fun.
That's true.
If you're
all right, you can come out from under the table
if
now.
You're into that sort of thing.
So I guess let's go around the table and everybody can say where to find themselves.
This is Joe. You can follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at KevinRBrackett and on ReviewSTL.com.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. Don't forget, if you want to chime in and tell Kevin how boring this movie was, you can do it on Twitter.
Please do.
This is Kevin's Monster Squad.
I would love, honestly, do
Wait,
it though.
Did Scarlett Johansson have nards?
No.
Well, that definitely changes my
opinion.
I've
got to rethink everything.
But no, honestly, do it, though, because I would love for people to go see this movie. Maybe you loved the anime. Maybe you've never seen it. Go see this movie, and do you agree or disagree? Yeah. That's what we want to hear. Everyone's got their opinion,
sure.
And you know, it'd be interesting to discuss.
And you can do that on Twitter at Real Spoilers or on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Real Spoilers. Don't forget, we're available on iTunes. You can go there, rate, review, subscribe. It helps us tremendously. We greatly appreciate it, and it lifts our egos ever so slightly higher, which is saying something because we're pretty egotistical.
That's true.
So that's it for this week. I'm not sure what I think the big movie next week is. Going in Style, which is a remake of a George Burns movie,
I believe. That's the Old Men
the
Bank
Old
Robbery?
Old Men Bank Robbery. There was a George Burns, Art Carney movie that came out in like 74, 75 called Going in Style.
I've not seen the preview for this.
Yeah.
It's
like Morgan Freeman,
it's Morgan Freeman,
Alan Arkin.
Michael Caine,
yeah, I think.
It's one of those sort of things. So,
Old man action movie.
Old man action. Sometimes they get it right. You know, sometimes you get a movie like that and, you know, it's Las Vegas. Sometimes you get into Grumpy Old Men.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you know.
Who's to say?
Who's to say, indeed. We are to say.
Well, not yet.
But eventually.
I mean, who's to say, then we go see it, then we're to say.
Correct.
That's how it goes.
Yes, that is the
order. That's the way that works.
Yes. So that's it for this episode. And thanks for tuning in. Until next time, Lucy is everywhere. Man walks along the railroad track. He's going someplace and there's no turning back. The highway patrol chopper coming up over the ridge. Man sleeps by a campfire under the bridge. The shelter line stretching around the corner. Welcome to the New World Order. Families sleeping in their cars out in the Southwest. No job, no home, no peace, no rest. No rest! Searching for the ghost of Tom Jones.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.